25 to 30. Number 25 to 30.
Another.
What is, I'm sorry, the next one is what? 25 to 30.
We are going to have a witness, would you like me to call her afterwards?
Yeah, when you call her, she can address herself, yes, please, thank you.
Morning, it's still, yes, it's still morning.
Good morning.
Your name for the record, sir?
Sergeant John Iamazzo, IOMNAZZO, issuing authority, Waterbury Police Department.
And Attorney Miller?
Yes.
Brief statement, Sergeant?
Yes. The appellant was denied due to a incident involving himself and a former intimate partner where a BB gun was displayed. And I believe that is a significant incident in providing somebody with a firearm, this department, to carry a firearm.
Attorney Miller, do you have a brief statement?
Yes. The case that they reference has been dismissed. There was an allegation, I will state in there, of a BB gun. However, when they searched the vehicle, no BB gun was found. And however, that was 8 years ago in that arrest. We have submitted a series of letters of recommendation. I will allow him to testify today. I think when we look at what this man's done over the last 8 years, the court will conclude that as of today, he is of suitable character.
Your case, Sergeant?
I have a witness testify to that incident. The attorney's correct that that incident was dismissed. The officer is here today to testify to what occurred during that incident.
And would you introduce your witness or identify yourself, sir?
Lieutenant Stephen Martin from Waterbury Police Department.
Can you spell your last name?
M-A-R-T-I-N.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Martin, how long have you been employed by the Waterbury Police Department?
12 years.
And in that 12 years, what assignments have you had during that time?
As an officer, I was assigned to the Street Crimes Unit within the Vice and Intelligence Division. Shortly after that, I was promoted to sergeant in 2021 as a sergeant. I was assigned to the Auto Theft Task Force as a supervisor. I was also assigned to the Detective Bureau after that. And I've spent the last year and a half or so as a sergeant in the Vice and Intelligence Division, and most recently promoted to the rank of lieutenant last Thursday.
Thank you, I appreciate you being here today. I know that recent promotion has caused a little scheduling snafu. During that time and all these assignments, would you say that you had investigated and interviewed countless individuals with guns and drugs?
Yes.
Were you working as an officer on 6/14/2017?
Yes, I was.
And do you recall the incident involving the appellant?
I do.
Okay. Can you tell myself and the board what occurred that day?
Back in 2017, I was a patrol officer. I got a call for service for a domestic incident. While speaking with the victim, she had explained her ex-boyfriend, whom they had been broken up for about a year. Had been constantly contacting her, text messages and phone calls, harassing her and threatening her. On the date of the incident, she received a phone call from a blocked number, which had been her ex-boyfriend at the time, basically saying that she had received threats from him. At some point after the phone call, she had said that the ex-boyfriend had showed up at her house, also causing a disturbance, threatening her and her new boyfriend, who was there with her at the time. And while that incident was occurring, she had stated that the ex-boyfriend had what she knew to be a BB gun in his possession.
Did the victim state that she knew that the appellant possessed a BB gun?
Correct. She was aware from their previous dating relationship that he owned one.
So when she saw the item, she recognized that it was possibly the BB gun that she knew him to have?
That is correct.
Okay. Did the appellant brandish that BB gun to the victim?
The victim did not state, however, she explained that he had in his possession, clearly visible. Didn't say that he pointed it at her, but that he had it more of an intimidating factor.
Okay. After you took statements from the ex-girlfriend and her current boyfriend, what were the next steps of the investigation?
Next step was to make contact with the suspect in that case, in which we did. He was located, no BB gun was located at the time, at that a decent amount of time after I had made contact with the victim. But he was placed under arrest for the domestic incident.
And he placed himself at that location with the ex-girlfriend and her boyfriend?
That is correct. While speaking with him after I spoke with the victim, he did admit to being at his ex-girlfriend's house and his part in the disturbance.
The appellant's attorney made reference that no BB gun was found. Does that happen in investigations or look firearms items?
Absolutely. If somebody is in possession of something they know they shouldn't be, they'll take however much time they have to discard any evidence to distance themselves from any possible weapon in a case like that.
And was there a great distance or a significant enough distance from the incident to the appellant's home address and enough time that he had the opportunity to secret that item away from
there police? There was a fair amount of time between my contact with the suspect from speaking with the victim.
Okay. All right. And do you recall the charges? Do you recall the charges that the appellant was charged with?
Breach of peace in the second degree.
Okay. All right. And obviously that was it because they were not able to locate the firearm, correct?
That is correct.
Or the BB gun, I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Would you like to cross-examine Attorney Miller?
Very briefly. What was the date of this arrest?
I believe it was 6 June of 2017, I believe.
Nothing further.
Questions from the board? Anything else, Sergeant?
No, I think the officer's testimony should speak for itself.
Attorney Miller.
We've submitted a series of letters of recommendation. Waterbury concedes that this is an incident that occurred 8 years ago. While the allegations are concerning, the court did review this matter and it did ultimately lead to a dismissal. And I think there's at least an inference there that the degree of severity, the degree of threat here does convey that it is not of a greatly serious charge if a program has occurred. But our today, if I could just ask the board, do each of you have the letters of recommendations we submitted?
Yes.
I would ask the board to take a look at the letter of October 28th, 2025 from Blasius Kia, who is his current employer. And perhaps after you've taken a look at that, I have some questions for my client about his employment. How you're currently employed. They have the letter here, but tell them a little bit about how you're employed.
I'm a senior technician at Blasius Kia over in Watertown on my way to be a master technician in a couple months.
I see here in the letter that last year you were recognized as their most valuable player for stellar performance in that position?
Yes, sir.
I would ask the board also to take a look at, there's also a personal letter of recommendation from his service supervisor, Joshua James Murphy.
I think you can assume you've all read the letter.
Good, thank you very much. All right. And once again here, have you seen this letter?
Yes, I have, sir.
Okay. And obviously your service supervisor here has a very high opinion of your responsibility, leads by example, earning trust and respect from his peers through clear communication, natural leadership. Given the chair's statement here that the board is familiar with these letters here, once again, the shop foreman in there, inspecting supervisor, one here from his current, longtime, currently fiance. I'm going to call her as a witness. I think it's important here, given the allegations that with a former girlfriend 8 years ago, that there been altercation, that the board get a chance to hear from the young lady that he's been with for how many years?
8 years at this, almost 8 years at this point.
Okay. Do you have any children together?
Yes, we have 2 8-month-year-old twins. Full at the moment.
Okay. I would also just note the board has reviewed this, that there's also letters here from both his parents talking to integrity and character. The allegations 8 years ago are very concerning. Obviously, this board has got to determine whether or not you're a person where, if there is conflict, would you result to threatening. The charges were dismissed, but as you stand here today, have you learned, have you grown as a person and learned to deal with conflict and things of this sort?
Oh yeah, of course. Conflict was never my strong suit growing up. I've always tried to avoid conflict by just turning the other way or just keeping my head down or whatever the case was. But I definitely have learned since then, since I was straight out of high school, so until now.
I mean, obviously, possession of a firearm is a situation where with a person with a bad temper or a vengeful disposition, they pose a great threat. I mean, do you have a thought if the board should grant this permit, whether or not within your own character, you know yourself better than anyone else? When something comes along, somebody does something really stupid, they cut you off, they're honking the horn at you and you've got a gun on you.
No, I don't think there's any reason why you should pull a fire on somebody unless they're trying to deal great bodily harm towards you or your family members. But I wouldn't see a reason why you would pull a firearm on somebody.
At this point, I would ask to call his fiancée as a witness. She has lived with him for 8 years. They have children together.
I think we get to do some cross.
Oh, of course. My apologies.
That's okay.
Another few minutes.
Yes. Yes, please wait. My apologies.
Would you like to cross-examine?
Yes. Do you recall the incident that occurred in 2017?
I did.
Do you recall the victim that made the complaint?
I do.
Do you dispute any aspects of that that incident, at which point you went to the victim's home?
Yes, so in the beginning, she was still coming over and helping my mom with her bakery business. So she would still come over to the house, we would still engage in conversations. It was only up until that day where my mom had asked me to call her. I'd given her a call, and the ex-boyfriend picked up, and then we started going back and forth over the phone. And I just hung up, wasn't worth my time. I was going to the lake that day in Watertown. My friend also lives on the same street she does, and then my other friend lives on the next street over. So in that route, she lived in the middle of both of them, and then she was sitting outside with her boyfriend. The boyfriend had said something. I had stopped. We exchanged words, and then we were going back and forth. My friend said to me, "Let's just go. It's not worth our time," which it wasn't. He then proceeded to go to his car, pull out a golf club, and then at that point I just put the car in drive, left, because I'd rather take the loss than the repercussions from my mom, because it was my mom's vehicle at the time. So I'd rather deal with the loss than my mom, unfortunately.
So when the officers arrived at your house, did they speak to you?
Yes, they did.
Did they take a statement from you?
I would
they spoke to you,
so.
Correct? Yes.
Correct.
At any point during that conversation, that statement you provided them, did you mention this golf club?
Yes, correct.
You did?
I did.
Okay. All right. That's your assertion. I find it very fortuitous for you that all these series of coincidences that, the victim stated that she'd made multiple statements to you to leave her alone, but your assertion is that she talked to you all along. But that particular day is when she chose to make this complaint to the police. You just happened to be driving by in that exact direction, past exact her house, while she was there with her new boyfriend, all at the same time, all these coincidences. You happen to have a weapon that you never made statements or that the officers made no documentation that you made a statement of. All these fortuitous things happen in your statement today, but at the time, all these things were just coincidences. Okay.
Was there a protective order issue?
There was no protective order issue, no.
Any questions from the board for the witness?
Did you have a BB gun in the car?
No, I did not. Man.
Did you know the police were coming?
No, I did not. I went to the lake. It was, I want to say, Sylvan Lake in Watertown. I had a missed call from my dad. I immediately called him back. He said the police were there, get there immediately. I came soaking wet. I didn't even dry myself off. Came, spoke with the officers, and then I gave them the statement, and then got arrested in wet clothes, and then that was it from there.
Did you own a BB gun?
No, sir.
Never?
No, not at the time.
Not at the time or never?
Never. Never at.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Would you like to call your other witness, Attorney Miller?
I would. Thank you very much.
Do we have another chair?
So at this time, I'd like to call it Glorvin.
Cheyenne.
At this point, I'd like to call the fiance Cheyenne to come on up.
Sir, maybe you.
Yeah, I can go, sir.
Yeah. Bring a chair over.
You can pull a chair up here. Would you like to have her state her name for the record?
Do we have a witness state her name?
They're not married, so probably.
Okay.
You have it within the documents submitted in the U.S.
And you took the oath?
Mm-hmm. So she should state her name?
Yeah.
All right. We're not going to use personal names here.
She does for the record. Yeah, they're not married or, yeah, so.
Very good. Yeah.
My name is Cheyenne Cronin.
Okay.
And you heard the appellant testify just now. How long have you had a relationship with him?
We have been together in a relationship for almost 8 years, but I've known him since elementary school. We went to elementary, middle, and high school together.
And during that time period, have there times where you've seen him and incidents that put him under stress, or you know, whether it's driving down the road or just general life? How does he respond to stress?
He honestly works very well under pressure. Having twins is not easy. He's pretty much been there every step of the way, calm ever since the day that they were born. Even late nights, he works 10-hour days and still gets up with me throughout the night to help out with them. He keeps me level-headed majority of the time. He's kind of my go-to person, so I think he works very, very well under stress.
Obviously, this is an application for a carry pistol permit. If the board was to grant this, do you have any, you have children in the home? Do you have any concerns about him having firearms?
I don't. The way that he handles our children with safety and precaution and just life in general, I don't see there being an issue.
I have nothing further.
Would you like to cross-examine?
No, I have no questions.
Questions from the board? Two boys, two girls, or
two,
one boy?
Two boys. They're fraternal, but two boys.
No questions from the board. Final statement, Mr. Miller? Attorney Miller?
Thank you. There was an incident 8 years ago. There's dispute as to exactly what happened here. However, it was dismissed. It was 8 years ago. I think we need to look at what he's done. People who work with him every day describe him as exemplary, a leader, calm, a person who other people look up to within the employment. He has done well with that employer. He's moving up quickly with it. He's now engaged. He has two young sons, which he is very dedicated to. I think we've had a chance to hear from his fiancée, who has no concerns about it. Whatever happened that one day 8 years ago, I think was out of character. I think we can see his character from what he has done now over almost a decade. And I think looking at the totality of that, what we see is a man who is very much of suitable character today.
Sergeant?
Congratulations on their children.
Thank
I know that
you.
Seems to be my Achilles heel. Wishing the best as new parents. But besides that, the issuing authority stance is that whether the case was prosecuted or not is not really relevant here. The relevance is that the incident occurred. The lieutenant testified to the incident and what the victim stated. This was a domestic violence incident. We here in Connecticut tend to lean towards the statements of the victim of domestic violence and try to shy away from diminishing or dismissing their statements. And I find it as a common tactic that perpetrators of domestic violence typically try to diminish or understate their involvement. I find that today his statements of all these coincidences, you know, where he was threatened, he was the victim, and he fled and he tried to leave the scene, demonstrates his position of trying to diminish and push himself away from that. We've established that a great amount of time, other locations between the incident and the arrival of the investigating officers was more than enough time for that BB gun to be secreted away to some location that the officers would not be able to locate it. And again, his statement is that he never had one, or as he said to you, Attorney Cinetti, that you know, at the time, which I think is a very telling slip of the tongue, is that you know, at the time he didn't have one. So which one is it? Is it never or is it at the time? So I commend him for where he is in his life. It is admirable, but I think that the position as the issuing authority is, if we're discussing firearms and carrying, that I think this is where concern lays. Should also note that at no time was there small children involved in this incident, so I don't think we have concerns of him having a firearm around small children. I think it's other adults where the issue and the concern of having a firearm is, not around small children. So our position is that we still stand by our denial.
Thank you.
Sure, this is a denial by the Waterbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is an incident that occurred in June of 2017. The appellant's ex-girlfriend alleges that they had a verbal argument over the phone, that the appellant had been harassing and threatening her for some time. The appellant's ex-girlfriend alleges that he showed up at the residence. Verbal argument continued. He had a BB gun in his possession. He did not point it or brandish it at the ex-girlfriend. She stated he had it in his hand. When the police located the appellant at his residence, he did not have the BB gun in his possession. He was arrested for breach of peace second. That charge was subsequently dismissed. And we have 7 letters of recommendation from coworkers, supervisors, his fiance, supporting his pistol permit. The appellant seems to be in a long-term relationship with his fiance and has 2 8-month-old twins.
Comments from the board? Ready for a vote? Since you nodded, Attorney Evangelisti?
I'm going to go with the appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
Colonel Overton?
Appellant.
Attorney Cinetti?
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad?
For the appellant, I was impressed with the letters of reference and the testimony from the appellant's fiance.
And I also vote for the appellant.
Thank you.
Thank